The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
There is a celebrity who takes baths with her 9-year-old son.
Weirdo's us.
She's been a weirdo before.
Is it she feeding, chewing up food?
And Alicia Silverstone.
There you go. Yep.
She says she's soaking up quality time with her son during quarantine. She shared that she and her 9-year-old son, Bear Blue, have been taking baths together to pass the time.
His name's Bear Blue.
Bear Blue.
We'll have to watch Bear Blue.
He'll turn his eyes on him.
See what happens.
Keep your eye on little Bear Blue.
Yeah. Man, he's got a lot of stuff about to bubble up.
Dude. We'll he's like, I'm reminded of my baths with my mother when I was 10. Yeah.
So I bath with kids, big boy.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed this guy's mind.
Yeah. She would chew up her food, right? Spit it in his mouth.
Yes.
That was the first thing.
She fed him like
a baby bird
feeds a baby bird.
What is wrong with her?
I don't know. Breastfeed him for a long time too.
Probably still is.
Yeah, one of those.
Oh,
she said, "My son and I take baths together." She said it's nourishing and comforting. They do other activities together too, like dancing, bouncing on the trampoline, and jumping rope.
Those things are okay.
Absolutely, they are.
Yeah. You know,
normal stuff.
Who's Bear Blue's dad?
Her ex-husband, Christopher Jarecki.
That's poor guy.
I know. Oh, I'd go right to the court.
Yeah.
I'd go right to the court and say, hey, hopefully listen, just so you know.
I wonder if he's behind, like, okay with all of this. Well, I don't think so.
An insane person.
Someone said, are they both naked?
What?
I would assume.
Are they taking a bath or are they going swimming?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know.
I would assume they're both
naked. I'm assuming naked, which is the worst case scenario.
Oh, so confusing for the young mind.
If you just have like a big jacuzzi tub and you get in your bathing suits and jump in, well,
that's not a bath. That's not a bath. That's a hot tub. That's a jacuzzi.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
This, she says, they take a bath.
Is she washing them? You washing her?
Oh, God.
She's nuts.
She is nuts.
She's staring at you while you scrub your balls.
Oh, my God. You're screwing this kid up.
Do you see the kid? Oh, my God.
No, no, I haven't.
Just looking him up right now.
His name's Bear Blue, dude.
Right. You already had a bad start.
Right. That's a bad start.
Oh. I Googled his name. The first thing that comes up, Alicia Silverstone thought it was sweet that her 7-year-old son, Bear Blue, tried to French kiss her after seeing Clueless.
Hey. Can someone take that kid away from her?
Take the kid.
Where's dad?
He's gone.
She defends all of this.
Weird behavior.
Oh, she
does. Publicly come, you know.
Looking at me, he's like, I'm not going to go.
Oh, that's a recent picture there. She has no bra on in a see-through top.
Would you expect her to?
So creepy. Is that the dad?
That's so crazy.
No, he doesn't look like he's going to be much help.
He's like, I got to go see Counting Crows.
He sure does. He sure does. You're right.
He nailed it.
Yep.
Sorry, kid.
Yep.
Dad's got a date with the crows.
Yeah. Bear Blue, listen. I got to go.
Blossoms on
now. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he's just been screwed up from the get-go.
This is when Bear Blue was okay, like at that moment in life.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any idea.
You know? And now...
Like, that is not going to end well.
No,
it's
not.
Does she have a couple of kids?
Oh, no.
She must have. She's pregnant in that photo.
Christ.
And Bear's bigger. She's going to screw up another child. Mm. Oh, well, too bad, Bear Blue.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye.
Try not
on that
to kill
guy.
Too many people as you get older.
Right. Bear Blue is going to be an odd duck.
Because you're going to kill.
So
it's going to go weird.
What are you putting your money on?
Like with his problems? Future problems?
Yeah, future
drugs
problems.
For sure.
Yep.
That's drug addict.
I think he's going to have trouble having a normal relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
Dave, very good answer.
Yep, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
No relationship.
Oh, for sure.
Well.
Super crazy. This may be the steamiest coronavirus relief story we've seen. Photographer Mark Seliger is auctioning off a bunch of his most famous celebrity nude portraits to raise money for COVID-19 relief. He did the famous, but it's naked, but covered up photo of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but you know he took...
She took it down. She had it posted on her Instagram. Oh,
you know he took like 50 shots of her fully nude, though.
Oh, God. And you know he's got pictures of all of her bits.
That's what I mean. Like, it's...
But those are not for sale, obviously.
No.
Oh, I did Jennifer Aniston nude, but... Has she...
Is that really her?
Is that... What?
Well, they got her naked on a beach.
Did they get her naked on a beach?
They could have. This is Brad Pitt days, because Brad Pitt likes to get naked.
She shaves everything. She shaves seashells by the seashore.
I think some of those are obviously photoshopped, so I don't know.
Some of them are for sure, but this looks...
That one looks kind of legit.
It does.
It's her naked at a beach.
South Wales.
Wow.
If you just Google Jennifer Aniston nude, it's like in image search, the first photo that comes up.
If that's her, she's in incredible shape.
Yeah, because that's her at 50.
You know? And
there's a ton of
fakes. Yeah, like you can see the fakes.
It wasn't Brad Pitt days.
Right.
Right. Huh?
No, it's at 50.
Yeah.
There's so many fake nudes of Jennifer Aniston out there. Guys need something to jerk off to.
She's hot, man.
Yes, she is. But that's not the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is the famous one that she posed nude on this one here. I don't know. All right, this fits, I guess, with the Jennifer Aniston nude.
This is the music of our boners.
Music of our boners. Music of our boners. Music. Shorts and ass.
Erection.
Erection time. All night.
Oh, yeah. See, like, whoever took that photo.
That's the famous
photo, yes.
Yeah.
She's sitting, like, kind of one leg crossed with her arms on top, covering her bits. That's the photo that's up for grabs.
Tasteful nude.
A tasteful nude, if you will.
Implied nudity, I believe, is the official
photographer
lingo. But, in getting that photo, she probably took 30 naked photos.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Where he was like, oh, get this
spread
way,
your
get
legs
that way,
bit,
like that.
Here.
Like, you try everything, and then you get that photo, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. What a great photo. You know?
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the music of our boners.
Boner.
Is it music, or is it the images of Jennifer Aniston?
Well, both combined.
Mm. Boner. Boner. Yeah,
erotic.
Boner.
No, that's all I hear is that.
I still have no idea where this is coming from, because the thing that Dave played wasn't even.
It's probably an ad or something down below.
Yeah, it's probably an ad.
So there's the official. That's from 1995, by
the way. Of course,
He also did a nude portrait of Julia Louis-Dreyfus and a nearly nude full frontal of Lenny Kravitz.
As South Dakota.
Oh, well, that's it. We'll get rid of it there. So they're all up for grabs right
now. Kravitz thing is something I probably don't need to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he ripped his pants, didn't he? And his donger's been out before.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's
not the picture that's so bad grabs,
about life. But... His wings are so big, his pants can't hold it in.
It'll make you feel bad
right through
about
those
life.
Leather pants.
Oh, this is going to be a bad search.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm sure that's the picture that's up, or that one.
It can't be that one.
Oh,
it's definitely not that one.
It's
that's got to be an old one. He doesn't have those dreads anymore, does he?
But it says here that the picture, it's a nearly full frontal.
Well, so that's isn't that it. Nearly full frontal right there?
Right. This has got to be nearly full frontal.
He's pulling it down.
That's right, when it popped out of his pants. Off the
not yet.
Robin. That's so crazy.
That's so crazy. It's crazy to be on stage with your wiener out, rocking out. Oh.
Yeah.
He likes to get naked.
He does.
Lenny.
Oh, he's Lenny.
He does not care.
When you have a piercing like that, you want to show it off.
What's that piercing he has at the top of his
I don't know
shaft?
What that's called.
I don't know what it's called either.
At the base of his shaft, rather.
Yeah.
It's like he's got an earring at the base of his shaft.
Mm. It's for missionary position, I can tell you that.
It's like his penis is a genie.
Very odd. But they're the originals of those all up for grabs. All the proceeds will benefit the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. They've been providing free coronavirus tests and medical care all across the country.
I can't even imagine if that happened to anybody.
What?
You like bust your wiener bus out and you don't know?
You know, we're doing our little peep show live for everybody online.
Gosh, horrible.
Someone leans the wrong way and it just bursts right through their... It would only be Dave, but...
Yeah. All right.
Maybe
get this man some leather pants.
Yeah. But, I mean, wow. What a thing to have to just... move on with.
That's I don't know how you
he could move on. I'd hit the railroads. I'd have to reinvent myself.
I know.
We put a little
put
a little music of our boners as we wrap this up here.
It's like your boner's on hold.
Please hold for the next nude.
The music of our boners.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is just out of the ordinary. All neighbors should be this nice, but generally it's not the way it plays out. We always talk about the ones where people flip out and go crazy. A doorbell cam in Plymouth, Minnesota filmed an old guy in a car plowing into a light pole in somebody's front yard. Mm. And the woman who lives there is out in the driveway. And she's just so sweet about the whole thing. Like, she's super nice to this old guy. Here's how it played out. The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So there's the old guy. He speeds past. I don't know what
where he's... Where am I going?
And then he comes back.
I think I missed it.
Yep.
Oops. Perfect. Oops. Pardon me. Did you hear something?
Good job on that.
Oh, wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, my shorts are high.
Said I did quite a job on that.
Be high for you.
Oh.
Whoa. Who did this? What happened here?
Oh, they give each other virtual hugs.
Aww.
Did you see that?
I did. Give me a hug there, little lady.
Oh, he's flying by too. Oh, what's he
there
doing?
It is. Hold on. I missed the senior center. Hold on. It's over there with the dumpster. I'll just back it. Oh! God damn it.
He saw her bending over, and he was put her in reverse to go get a better look.
Exactly.
He's like, gander.
Hey, gardener lady.
I'm looking and I'm liking.
I'm fine. You got a great ass on you.
Oh, wow. Are you okay? Minnesota.
Virtual hug.
That is so funny. His pants were so
high. What? You think? A little high?
Oh my gosh.
Let me know if I start wearing my pants a little too high, will you?
Chuck, hey Chuck. They passed your belly button.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I could watch it again and again. Again, if you want to see it, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where we posted it. You can check it out for yourself. Here he comes. So loud.
What? I'll park here, I guess.
Is everybody alive?
Good job on that.
I did a nice job on that.
Oh, man.
I got white socks pulled up to my knees, black shoes, dress shirt, long sleeves, shorts. Pulled up to my nipples.
He is flying down this.
Like, how far do you think going at that speed would he have passed that light pole to then reverse back? Like, he must have slammed the brakes.
Oh,
we
sure.
missed it. He slammed the brakes.
Yep.
And then gunned it in reverse.
Where was he going? Where
that
was
that place
destination?
Right there. There's a dumpster.
That's where he was heading, and he passed it up.
I think he must have.
But he's the kind of guy that'll he just mashes a pedal right down to the ground, yeah. No matter where he's at.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Oh man, that's so funny to watch.
Like, oh no!
I'm actually thinking of doing this to the light pole that is in my neighborhood, right across from my house,
because it shines bright into your house.
So listen. Listen, all the lights in our little subdivision are these orange lights. They mm-hmm.
orange.
Well, like they're bright, yeah. But they're not bad. It's like they're kind of like designed to sort of light the area up, but not be too obscene. However, the light that is across the street from my house, right in front of my across the street neighbor's home. Is a brilliant white, as bright as the sun, light. Like they put a different light bulb in. And I don't know what you do other than maybe get an old guy to smash
Chuck,
it.
We have one literally right in front of our house. And,
yeah.
It doesn't bother Amber and I. We're in the back of the house. But the boys' rooms face the street. And we have blinds on the window, but the top of the window is like that half moon.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no blind up there. And they've been complaining about it for years. Just
like,
shines.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. Like, it should match all the other ones. And it would be way better if it was the other color. So now I need a senior.
Yeah.
To do a little drive-by.
I don't have any lights by me at all. Zero. It's very, very dark.
Yeah.
So maybe bring it over. Just
load it in your truck and take it over to Lisa's house.
I'm going
to
do that.
I need a light in the middle.
I'll have to look at the electrical. probably get some big tools.
And a flatbed.
If you happen to hear this on Chuck's street in the next little while, just know he was a part of it.
Problem solved!
Oh, it's the brightest light you've ever seen. That.
Someone did say it sounded like a cartoon crash. It really did.
It did.
Yeah, it does.
And it's just from her...
He gets out. He walks like such an old guy.
Oh, he's just like, guy, do, do, do.
Really did a number on that
got
one.
Got that little hunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Hunch. He's got the hunch going.
How much would it cost to put a new light pole in? How much is he got to be on the hook?
Like, it's a lot more than you think.
Yeah, a lot more than you think. Everything's big. It wasn't like a decorative. It's a full-size light pole.
I feel like that's why.
That's a city.
It's a city. Yeah.
I think that's why, like you said, you know, you've got this big, giant, brilliant light in front of your place. It's like no one changes the light bulb because the light bulb, you know, they're supposed to like never go bad. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to replace them because who knows how much even just the light costs.
Ours are concrete.
Oh, you got the concrete. Ours are like this one. So it'll be easily knocked over. Just got to get a...
In the meantime, get a BB gun and take it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I guess it's good. So they're neighbors. They knew each other. When Amber rear-ended our neighbor, luckily they knew. Because if you rear-end someone and you don't know them, that's different. Oh, but
yeah.
But the weird thing about the story on our street, that guy was coming backing out of his driveway as Amber was backing out of our driveway, right? And they just,
so it was just like
crazy timing.
Yeah.
And they bumped into each other.
Having the Jeep and it doesn't have any kind of rear... facing camera or whatever thing, I have to back up at like 2 inches per minute where I'm like, going back.
The new Jeep. The new Jeeps have them all.
Going back.
Do they?
I think
back
so.
It up. Back it a bit more. No, I'm coming right.
No, no.
No, no bikes. I'm behind you. Forward.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, going back.
No. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Today's the last day of my Jeep, so...
It's the last day.
Yeah, trading her in.
Oh, there you go.
You should have a new camera then.
By the way.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, Will.
You needed these guys. There's a couple of guys arrested a while back in Jacksonville. They stole a pole, and it was hanging out the back of a minivan.
That's how I can transport it to your place, Lee.
They had it on top of a minivan.
It's just strung up on top. You can't steal
those. Thanks, Chuck.
No problem.
How do you turn with that on?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You don't. I mean, that's a gigantic...
They're trying to scrap that or something.
They must have, I guess. They must have.
I just wanted like a little cute light.
These ones are cute. These ones are just little cute lights. I'll see what I can do.
There's no lights at my apartment complex at night, and I've had to go into my car to like grab something or whatever that I left in there, and I'm like, no. I skedaddle. You know?
Listen to this. My buddy destroyed a light pole once backing out of his driveway. $6,000 later, it was fixed.
I'd imagine. Yeah.
$6,000.
They're put into the ground by professional men.
By professional men.
No, just look at when you go by one of those poles, look at the screws or the nuts or whatever that hold them in.
Yeah,
and you
crazy.
Can just tell.
Yeah.
I mean, how much?
Each one of those screws is $1,500.
Yeah.
Thankfully, again, the old guy was fine. The woman was fine. And she was super sweet about it because it was a neighbor that she knew that just destroyed her front yard light pole.
Like, I can't see a thing.
No.
Oh, man,
seemed like
a senior.
Don't back up at 50 miles an hour if you can't see a thing. How about that? Yeah. All right, we're off to Niagara Falls, New York next here. And this is a weird crime, too. The Niagara County Health Department searching for some baby raccoons after someone was just handing them out to people outside a 7-Eleven over the weekend.
Handing them out?
Those aren't your raccoons to hand out.
He found them. Finders keepers.
Finders keepers.
Yeah, no, you can't.
This happened at a 7-Eleven in Niagara Falls, New York. A total of 9 baby raccoons were handed out. They've got a few of them back, but officials are searching for a few more. Possessing a raccoon is illegal unless you are a licensed rehabilitator. Mm. And coming into contact with a raccoon does present a potential rabies hazard to people. They're asking anyone who may have taken one of these baby raccoons to contact the health department immediately.
Oh, no, my free raccoon. I got to give it back.
Again, like most baby animals, a baby raccoon, the picture that was with this, like, look.
Yeah, super cute.
They are the cutest thing you could ever see. They're adorable. How could you, if someone said, hey, I've got some free baby raccoons here. Yeah. I mean, they could grow up and claw you to death, but right now.
I feel like they would love you.
Look at that. Look at that. How could you not want to take that home?
Someday I'm going to grow up to be riddled with disease.
Unless you keep me safe.
I'm going to be highly aggressive. But not right now. I'm just like a little pup.
I saw like a TikTok video of a guy who like raised a squirrel. And he was doing all these tricks with the squirrel. And like he was like down on his hands and knees. And the squirrel was like looking at him.
Yeah.
And he put his hands out. And the squirrel would like jump on his hand and do a backflip off of it. And like land and do a somersault. And like jump back up on him again, like playing with him. I'm like, man.
That's crazy. Some of those like more exotic animals that it.
Well, there's an angry one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be nasty.
It's a whenever a mom is with the kids, it's like really, they're really aggressive.
Look at that one. He's like, hey, man, a real pickle.
He's stuck.
Yeah.
You were great.
Hello, help me.
But they're adorable. Mm-hmm. And I understand how you could fall for that. If someone had a basket full of raccoon babies outside 7-Eleven,
I'd have like that'd be my deep dark secret.
Andy, how'd your shirt get all ripped up?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I need you to keep that mouth shut about it.
All right, I'll do my best. What's up?
I have a raccoon.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
Don't make me say it loud. I have a raccoon.
Where did you get a raccoon?
Don't say it so loud!
God damn it!
Where did you get a raccoon?
A man handed it to me outside of a 7-Eleven.
What?
Why did you take it?
Because I love him! He's my second best friend after Biddy's.
Yeah. He's going to have so many diseases.
Biddy's hates
you.
Him. Yeah. I know. And I'm willing to take the chance because he's cute and he's got thumbs.
Yep. Jesus, dude, be careful.
I know. I'm in the raccoon game.
Get your rabies shots.
But I need you to keep your mouth shut.
I won't tell anyone, but you can't wear that ripped up shirt again. It's a dead giveaway. Something's happened.
I'm an illegal raccoon.
Dead.
Yeah.
Non-licensed.
Next week, I'm seeing about an armadillo.
Yeah, well, that's how it starts.
Yeah,
that's how
it starts.
Yeah, right. And then next thing I know, I'm feeding somebody to a raccoon.
Yeah. Piece by piece.
So I saw some ducks, a couple of ducks. I saw 3 ducks, right? And I figured you were the guy to come to.
Oh, yeah, about ducks.
Because you know a lot about ducks.
I do know a lot about ducks. They're very rapey.
Yep. All
right. Okay, so there was a male and a female and another male.
Yeah.
and they were like, the male was chasing the couple, the other, you know, like she picked her duck.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going
matter.
With this duck.
Yeah.
And this other duck was chasing them through my yard. Why?
He doesn't take no for an answer.
But is he wants to compete and get the female?
Ducks are like the most sexually aggressive.
Have you ever seen when there's like eight of them versus one girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't have threesomes or anything?
No.
No, they'll have an eightsome.
Will they have sex with each other? The males will have sex with each other?
What? No. What I'm saying is like it'll be like a gangbang.
They don't have threesomes, but they have eightsomes?
Yeah, like they'll be. I saw a disturbing video of like one girl that was finally like they just knocked her out of the sky or whatever. Because you'll see that every once in a while where a girl's flying around and there's like 10 males chasing her.
Mm-hmm. I looked up. This video is entitled Ettenhaben Gruppensex.
Yeah,
Gruppensex. It's Gruppensex. Nick Doshaushin. Ducks having group sex.
Yeah, so.
Whoa, duck bang.
Yeah, so they're all trying to get in on it.
It's a dorgy.
They're really.
They won't do just three.
Yeah.
No. Like all the ducks are getting involved.
Oh, that one lady duck.
And then the lady. Yeah. It's not fun for them.
No.
They've evolved where they have multi-chambered vaginas.
Yeah, so they can choose.
Mm-hmm.
Right, select the one they want.
Right. Yep.
I don't know why the ducks always pass through my yard. I don't know where.
Because they know it's safe passage.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the gateway to Narnia.
You have every kind of creature.
Everything comes to my yard. I'm like, ducks, what are you doing here? And you're the first person I thought of to ask this question.
Listen, they're like, we're being sexually aggressive with our women.
You're the only person in the world I know that has had a deer die of natural causes on their property.
Yeah.
You're the only person.
No, you're horrible.
Like, a deer went to your place to pass
it
on.
Chose Lisa's
it chose in front of my window.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I will lay down here
and know
die.
This.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many years I lived at that house. It was like kind of in the beginning.
Yeah, it was right in the beginning when we moved there.
And I'm like, oh, nature, this place is great.
Yeah.
And then, the deer just came through and died.
He was like,
I mean, to call
choose this
animal
place.
Control.
Yeah, that's what
this
it was.
This is where I shall have eternal sleep.
Oh, my God.
In the lovely yard of Lisa.
That's wild. Yeah.
It was freaky. And I had to shut the blinds because I'm like, I don't want to look at this dead deer until animal control can get here.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird that he was so comfortable to even be seen.
Right, because normally they go into somewhere where they're alone,
skittish,
right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, Lisa's area hasn't been found by bird watchers and all sorts of animal people that are trying to catalog all the different species.
Yeah, that's so cool in a way to see all those different animals like
It is. It is.
But not when a deer's like, I choose here for my final resting ground. Deal with my corpse! Clean up my body.
Yeah. But natural causes, guys. It just doesn't happen.
No one has
a deer on their yard die of natural causes.
No.
Just Lisa.
That is so Disney.
I think I had Lou at that point, my cat, and I was like, okay, you don't look at that.
Yeah.
I believe her.
There's a giant cat outside.
The deer just had its final moments on the lawn. Do you care about that?
That is bizarre.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In life, danger can lurk around every corner. Some environments are more dangerous than others, obviously. But even in self-isolation, people have found interesting ways to injure themselves. Like doing home Pilates.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. It's how our own Lisa Way fractured her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some weird quarantine injuries here that have been reported. If you have injured yourself in a weird way during quarantine and you want to share it, 1-855-954-6969 is the Dave and Chuck lines. It's 1-855-954-6969. You can text 46969 as well. For example, there's a Dr. Brown. 85-year-old guy, decided to spice... Oh, sorry, Dr. Brown is the guy who reported it.
Oh.
85-year-old guy decided to spice things up after watching some online porn.
Oh, boy.
What's he... Oh, my 85. God.
Jeez, dude. Nice
little space.
So he slid an aerosol can up his ass.
Oh.
But the cap popped off and got stuck way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Frostbite himself?
No, they had to sedate him so they could work the sucker out of his beehole.
Oh, oh my man. God.
Oh, that's your... You're like, Grandpa! God!
It was a Lysol can. That's a big one.
You're a freak, man.
I know.
Get after it still.
I do. I'm loose.
Oh, man.
Usually you have to worry about falls and things that are 85-year-olds, not this.
Right, I know.
Not an aerosol can up
there. I have anal stuff. Just love it. You know your grandpa does. Grandpa's a backdoor man. I've said it your whole life.
There's a lot of people who have cooked either way more or just had never really cooked before this. That decided yes. to do it. There's a 31-year-old woman in Brooklyn thrilled after getting her groceries delivered. She was excited to make some soup for the first time in her life. So excited, in fact, she aggressively chopped off a fingertip while cutting open the chicken.
Gotta be.
Oh my God.
Chopping stuff.
I bet there was a lot of cooking injuries.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Everybody was doing it.
Amber burnt the hell out of her arm.
Really?
She just sucks. Reached into the oven. And the tray flipped on her arm.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
That sucks.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah, burns hurt.
Yeah.
This guy also tried home workouts like Lisa, a 29-year-old guy in Ottawa, Canada. He wanted to try a home workout by running up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one time he forgot to put on shoes. He was wearing socks, and one slip.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him tumbling down three flights of stairs.
Oh, whoa! Whoa!
He's just laying there after oh, that. Three flights. Nah, on the second flight, you're like, not another. No more flights, please.
I
can't take even one more flight. A third.
You ever tried to just run up the stairs real fast and your feet come out from underneath you and you just sort of fall onto the stairs without even going anywhere?
I fall upstairs.
That's what I mean.
I fall upstairs. Yeah.
Going up, you fall, and that hurts enough.
That hurts so bad you hit your shins.
Yeah, I can't even imagine flying down three flights.
Three.
Oh, the second one's going to be a doozy. Oh, no, a third.
Did he break any bones?
I'd be like Mr. Glass.
Yeah, he broke everything. Broke both legs.
Oh, no.
See?
Dude.
I always have to think, it could be worse.
What do you do if you're, like, alone and you have two broken legs?
I don't know.
You're like, I haven't wiped my butt in 2 months.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
You got to pay a nurse or something to come help you.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Not me, but my aunt fell getting out of the shower, caught her fall in her electric toothbrush, which almost went entirely through her hand.
Jesus.
Oh, like a...
Her son had to drive his half-naked screaming mom to the hospital. So many doctors kept coming in because they'd never seen anything like that, ever. By the end, they were calling her the toothbrush lady.
Very sensitive.
You know, I will say this.
Toothbrush lady. Hey, toothbrush freak.
My toothbrush, like if you pulled the head of it off, it's just like a piece of metal that sticks straight up that the head goes onto. And I mean, if you didn't have that on, it'd be like very easily go right through your hand.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Someone tripped on a rug doing laundry during quarantine, went to catch themselves on the coffee table, hand gave out due to a previous injury, cracked their head off the ground, split their ear, and partially dislodged a part of their neck and spine.
This is all making me feel better.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're absolutely doing great.
Honestly, don't worry about yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy, 24-year-old guy in Los Angeles, had to get a wrist brace from muscle exertion from all the video game playing that he'd been doing.
He got carpal tunnel from it or something? Yeah.
I can feel it from time to time if I have, like, a really long session. It's weird with me. I actually feel more pain at the beginning.
Yeah.
When I start to play. I'll get like I'll have to shake my hands around. I'm like, man, I gotta get the blood going, and
that's
then
nerve stuff.
Yeah, but then I'm good. I'm a veteran, but.
And then a 35-year-old guy pulled a shoulder muscle pulling the springs for a trampoline he bought for his kids.
Can I tell you what one of the worst things of all time is setting up a trampoline for a child? Pulling those springs is the worst.
So hard to do, right?
Power, oh, my
powerful
God.
Strings, right?
Well, and you need a special device, you know, and it's the worst. Oh, my God. I hate a trampoline. And I got rid of one already, but it's like every time still, I was like, wish I had a trampoline. Wish I had a trampoline.
I would definitely hurt myself on a trampoline.
Oh, my God, Lisa. Lisa.
Yeah,
what are you going to do on a trampoline?
I'm not doing anything.
Not now. Flip. Not now.
Well, no, no. Yeah, not now. Not ever.
Those things should just be called kid breakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because you see them, you'll see a kid's leg go through where the springs are or whatever, and it's like, well, there's lights out.
It happened at a big family gathering. It wasn't our place, thankfully, but a relative's place. Kids were just bouncing around. Next thing you hear, this god-awful scream. Yeah. One of the little girls fell through and broke her arm.
You know what I've seen lately are these trampolines that people have put into the ground.
Which are, yeah, much safer.
Like, that is really cool to me.
Yeah,
like,
they dig a hole and they actually put them in the ground. So if you fall off, you just fall onto the grass.
Yeah, you fall right onto the grass. It's kind of a, like, I'm like, man.
When you guys were kids, did they have, you know what my playgrounds had to catch you if you fell? Was stones.
Yeah, we had stones.
And then they upgraded later.
Wood chips. Went to wood chips.
And then finally they learned about rubber.
Yeah, now they have the rubber stuff.
Now they got rubber chips.
In fact, the playground that is in a park that's kind of close to me, it doesn't even have rubber stuff on the ground. It's like the whole ground is just made of rubber.
Oh, nice.
Like everything is kind of like a spongy, rubbery.
By the way, someone's pointing out that they shattered both of their heels on an in-ground trampoline, so they're not totally safe.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Could you imagine a shattered heel?
Two of them, both of them.
I never thought of that. I thought my heel was like. I felt like my heel. You could like shoot it with a bullet, and it'd be like it could sustain. Be like,
it's like the strongest part on
it's
you, right?
So strong.
But if you're jumping on it and then you accidentally jumped and landed on the hard ground.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, right. You come down and there's no give.
Yeah. That's no good.
I remember I took a spill off a slide when I was a kid, man, and landed in those stones. I was just like, these playgrounds are designed to.
Just kill right me. In the stones.
Just kill you. Yep. Stones caught my fall, luckily. Little pointy stones.
Yeah, I fell off the back of a swing one time.
The both heel shattered person couldn't walk for a year.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't walk for a year.
Dude.
Oh.
See, I got to be like.
How you doing over there, Lise?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, this is making her feel much better.
Yep. Yeah.
Much better.
Okay. How about this one? My brother was running with a soup can, fell, and took his nose off.
What?
You need your nose. It really completes the whole.
I tell you. You look weird without it. You look weird without it.
Does it look okay?
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
You're fine.
I don't look like Skeletor, do I?
You'd be
so terrified.
Took your nose?
What are you running around with soup for? What kind of soup? What kind of person that enjoys soup also enjoys running around?
I've never run with soup.
Oh.
Run with soup cans?
Soup slows you down.
Oh, it's just pure slicey steel.
Jesus God.
Oh.
That's so bad. This guy's.
Go ahead.
This guy said he's in a knee brace from running on pavement instead of a treadmill during quarantine.
Mm. Yep.
That's got to really be a kick.
Quarantine kicking workouts.
Yeah, like a workout injury.
I'm so mad.
Yeah. I was trying to take care of my
body. Exactly.
And now my legs don't move.
Well, just me the other day. So, you know, the SpaceX launched those two people to the space station, and my phone gave me a little alert like, hey, go outside because it's flying by, and it was dark.
Okay.
And so I have I got a new patio outside, and I don't really know how, like,
the way of the
way it is. But I was like, well, I need all the lights out. So I turned all the lights out. Mm-mm. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go down on like one step, two steps. Do I have a third step?
That'll get you.
I don't think I do.
Needed to get
I do. Oh. And I was like, and I caught myself, and like I felt my knee almost
like Chuck. Give out like dude, it came
listen, we can't
really
have two
close
in Cass on this show.
No.
Come on,
it came really close to my knee going the wrong
oh,
way.
Oh no.
And I was like, whoa, lesser athlete.
I took a spill, so I had this like food service that I was using and they send stuff on dry ice and the dry ice had melted. And I'd kind of like left it like an idiot on the ground for because I'd unpacked it and I just had stuff to do. And then I walked by it and dry ice becomes like this jelly in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I, dude, it was like being on ice. I was like,
I was like, what is that? Why? I was like, I hate my life.
You slipped on dry ice jelly.
Yeah. In a bag. Because it was like a, it becomes like a wheel.
Thing.
Oh, that's horrible. No.
I did, and it was like, I land on my shoulder a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And I lay there for a minute, like, why? What did I? What kind of bad karma? Life? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. How did you react when you fractured your wrist, Lisa? Did you swear? Were you just in shock? What?
I was in shock, and yeah. I said, oh, no. I was alone at the time, so yeah. That was scary.
Oh, that is scary, yeah.
Yeah, it was not good.
Man.
I panicked.
I'm sure.
I take about 30 mean spills a year.
30?
30?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm clumsy.
Pretty good. I'm clumsy, and my numbers are not that high.
That's high.
Yeah, that
numbers.
Might be a high number. Maybe like 15.
Yeah.
But I like slip on ice. I trip on stuff. I crack my knee on stuff all the time.
To be careful.
I hate my life.
Man, oh man, you got to start being careful because your bones are going to be broken.
Yeah, getting older. I'm going to get that osteoporogy.
Yeah, you get that. Next thing you know, snippity snap.
Oh.
Someone said I had to get heat rub for my arm and shoulder for all of the masturbating I've been doing during quarantine. Jesus. And then someone else said I thought I could do push-ups on my deck stairs going up the incline each set. And I misjudged my face distance when going down and smacked my head on the stair.
Ow.
Bit a hole in my lip.
Ow!
I'll eat, too, sometimes. And you ever just bite the crap out of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My God.
I've almost just chomped half my face off.
I think I've almost bit my whole tongue off before.
Yeah, I have almost.
Because I'm so fat and eager. Mm,
I'm still hungry.
I'm just an American, you know. Sandwich.
Yep.
This person said a coworker was so intoxicated during quarantine, fell down the stairs, broke both of his arms, had to move in with his mom to take care of him. He's in his late 40s. His mom's in her 70s.
I gotcha.
Can you imagine your 70-year-old mom having to wipe your ass?
Oh, my God.
Bend over. That's not how I remember
it. Bend up before. Put your legs up.
A lot more graphic now.
Lay down.
You made a mess.
They try and do it in the same way as when you were a baby.
Yeah.
You're like laying down. They push your...
That's
butt
when
up.
You buy that bidet seat cover.
Oh, yeah.
You
right.
have to at that
yeah.
rate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you need a real anal blaster, though, to get
that's they've got them. They make them. Mm-hmm. They're out there. You blast that thing in the next room. Yeah. You would.
Mom, come wipe my ass.
Nope. I'd be like, shh. You'd hear that thing, it'd be so powerful.
It's like a power washer.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it'd be. It'd hurt a little bit.
But you'd be clean.
Yep.
It's so
sure.
scary to be alone during these things.
Yeah. Man. You never know what you could do to yourself. An Australian hotel said that the burglar that repeatedly triggered their alarm turned out to be a quoll.
A what?
It's a rare and endangered animal, a northern quoll.
What the hell is a quoll? What the hell is that?
It's a weird-looking little guy. But
like the idea of a quoll, I just don't know what a quoll is.
So,
okay, we don't need the
quoll music.
He's like a little like ocelot type thing.
Yeah.
Listen, quolls are cool. They got my vote.
Look at its tail.
The director of this hotel received late-night calls from the security company to let them know their alarms had been triggered in the hotel's liquor store every night, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. They kept getting these calls. So they'd have to drag themselves out of bed, go to the shop. No one was there. At first, they thought the alarm system was faulty until on a recent night, the security cameras managed to capture the footage of this little intruder, a northern quoll. It's an endangered tree-climbing marsupial rarely spotted in urban areas. but they say clearly he likes having a drink at the hotel.
That's Australia has just crazy animals, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just crazy animals.
It's the marsupials over there are sweet.
Yeah. But that thing's awesome right there. Whatever the hell that thing is.
So they've been in contact with authorities. They plan to capture the quoll and relocate it to a more suitable habitat.
Oh.
Let's see if I can get you a picture of
it. Yeah, I want to see some quolls.
There they are.
Oh,
yeah. They're like weasel. Like,
it almost looks like...
Like a possum.
Like a possum.
And a spot. Like a baby deer.
A fancy possum.
Yeah. Fancy possum.
Hey, wait, what, you some kind of fancy possum?
That's right, I am a fancy possum.
You a quill?
I'm a quo.
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You're so rare, the talking quo.
That's right.
Fancy possum.
I'm a fancy possum.
I love that about you. Possums are nasty.
I'm really nasty, too, but I'm very fancy.
You are very fancy. Fancy with your spots.
It looks like they've got
extra
like,
long tail.
Long eyelashes. Do you see like long eyelashes?
I've got long eyelashes. I'm gorgeous.
You are gorgeous. You're like a pretty lady.
I'm a pretty lady, but come and try and give me a hug and I'll tear your face off.
Oh, God damn it. You're vicious.
That's right.
You're a vicious little creature, aren't you?
Stay away from me.
All right, back to my train. Right,
we'll see you, Quill.
I'll see you later.
I hope they solve your endangered nature.
That's right.
All right, it's good talking to you.
That's what they look like. They look like a fancy possum.
I'm a fancy possum. I'm kind of cute until you got caught.
Jesus.
Now strike.
Watch out.
Little southern dragon.
Look at them. Yeah, they look cute, but they got attitude. Yeah,
you think I'm just like a mouse or something, don't you? Then I get it. Then I get you.
Yeah, watch out. Watch out for the quolls, my friends.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.